Thank you very much, Yifang. I feel that I'm amongst friends. As Yifang shared, several years ago, I used to come quite frequently and preach to you when you had an afternoon service.
我记得以前，我觉得我来到这边就像回到家里面，跟一群朋友在一起。因为几年前你们在Gospel Center，你们的聚会是下午的聚会，我来过很多次。And
then periodically I have to go see Dr. Meng as my doctor.
有的时候我需要去看孟医师，因为他需要我去看他。
But he's become more than a doctor, he's a friend.
但是其实他不是只有我的意思，他其实也变成我的朋友了。And
I sincerely feel that I'm amongst friends.
我真的觉得我已经在一群朋友里面。I
was asked to speak on evangelism.
有人告诉我说今天是我们的福音主日。And
The passage that we read said that Jesus was going to make fishermen fishers of men.
今天我们所读的经文说，耶稣要让他的门徒们像得人的渔夫一样，得人如得鱼一样。I've
had the privilege of studying in Israel and three times being at the Sea of Galilee.
我有这种特权去以色列，在以色列读书，而且在加利利海三次。
And realizing that it's a very small lake.
就我发现说，这个加利利海其实是一个很小的湖。
It's 13 miles long and 9 miles wide at its widest point.
它的长度只有13里，那最宽的地方只有9里。
And I've been in the little village, the ruins of it, of Bethsaida, which is where these fishermen live.
那我去过这些圣经里面所记载的这些渔夫们所住的地方，现在已经变成已经 ruined, right?
Yeah, just ruined, yeah.
已经变成废墟，叫做别士达。
And it's amazing to walk around and realize Peter, Andrew, James, John, and probably all Philip came from this little fishing village.
很奇妙的是，彼得、约翰，Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip.
安德烈，甚至腓力也都是从这个小村落来的。 And many times they called in the Bible the lake. The Sea of Galilee.
他们很多时候，我们在圣经里面常常看到说，这个他们讲到加利利的时候，他说这个就描述它像海一样。That
little lake seemed like an ocean to them.
对他们来讲，这个小湖就像一个大海一样。Because
it's all they knew.
因为这就是他们所知道的一切。And
it's all they ever expected to know.
And 他们也所 期望所能知道的，也就只有这么一点。And
yet, these five little fishermen took the gospel around the world.
但是这五个渔夫们，他们把福音传遍了全世界。They
traveled across real seas.
他们过海，真正的海。Peter
took the gospel to Rome.
彼得把福音带到罗马。
His brother Andrew took the gospel to Scotland, we learn in non-biblical materials.
我们从其他不是圣经里面的记载发现说安德烈把福音带到苏格兰,今天的苏格兰。
James was martyred in the big city of Jerusalem.
雅各在耶路撒冷受害。
And John took the gospel to Turkey.
And 约翰把福音传到现今的土耳其。
They went places they never dreamed of.
他们到他们从来没有想过的地方。
And they became people that they never dreamed of.
他们成为他们从来没有预想过的人。
It says one day Jesus said, drop your nets, follow me.
圣经里面记载说，耶稣告诉他们，放下你们的网，来跟从我吧。
And I'm going to make you fishers of men.
我要使你们得人如得鱼一样。
I'm certain a lot of what they knew about how to catch fish, they applied to how to catch men.
我确信他们这个用他们捕鱼的技术，他们所学到的捕鱼的技术一样的来得人。
I have a brother who's considered one of the top bass fishermen in the world.
我有一位兄弟，他是有人觉得他是全世界最好的鱼捕这个 bass 的渔夫。I don't know how bass. What
fish?
Yeah,
bass is fish.
I don't know what it is in Chinese. Okay.
We're going to show you a little DVD of my brother in a fishing tournament.
所以我想我要跟各位分享一个影像，就是我兄弟在捕鱼的这种竞赛里面。
So for maybe about 4 minutes, we're going to watch a video.
所以我们用四分钟的时间来看他如何跟人家比赛捕鱼。
Before we do, let me say this. I wish...I was as good a fisher of men as my brother is a fisher of fish.
我多么希望我像我兄弟一样这么好，我得人像他得鱼一样好。
I've watched my brother fish my whole life.
我为什么我要让你们看这一段影片呢？因为我从小就看我哥哥捕鱼。
My brother studies fish.
我哥哥他研究捕鱼。
He knows their habits.
他知道这些鱼的习性。
He knows what they'll bite on.
他知道这些鱼喜欢吃什么。
And he invests a lot of effort, time, and money to catch fish.
他投资了许多的时间跟精力来捕鱼。
I asked him one time, I said, how much...Money have you got invested trying to catch this fish?
我有一次问他说，你到底花了多少钱来学捕鱼呢？
He said, I have about $100,000 invested sitting on the water.
他说我大概投资了差不多有$100,000在水上。
I told him, if those fish knew how much they mean to you, they'd be strutting in the water.
那如果我说如果这些鱼知道你花了这么多钱，他们值得这么多钱，他们会雄姿英发的在水上走。
I have been convicted as a pastor about not having as much of a drive and investment in trying to be a fisher of men.
我作为一个牧师，我曾经被人家控告说我没有像一个好渔夫一样得人如得鱼。
Did you see the contrast of my brother being in the big waves and other guys fishing where it was calm?
你有没有看到我哥哥在这个波浪很凶的地方在那边捕鱼，但其他的人在那种很安静的水面上捕？你看到这种比照吗？
We have to go where the fish are at.
我们必须到有鱼的地方去捕鱼。
And it may be hard to fish for people.
那也许我们知道要得人是不容易的。
But we need to invest time and money to try to win people to Jesus.
但是我们需要投资时间跟精力才能够得人。
We need to let the people know how much they mean to us.
我们必须让人家知道，让他们知道他们对我们有多么的有价值。
I think Peter, Andrew, James, John, and Philip were great fishermen.
我相信彼得、雅各、约翰、安德烈跟腓力，他们都是很好的渔夫。
Every time Andrew is mentioned in Scripture,He's bringing somebody to Jesus.
每一次在圣经里面 我们读到安德烈的时候，我们去看到他正带着人，带着人来到耶稣的面前。
Except in just a list of names.
除非说当然只是我们所看到的只提到一些名字而已。
The first time we see him, he himself meets Jesus.
第一次在圣经上我们看到安德烈的名字的时候，他自己来见耶稣。
Then he runs and tells Peter, I've met the Messiah, and brings Peter.
然后他去找到彼得，他告诉彼得说，我已经遇见了弥赛亚。他把彼得带到耶稣的面前。
He's the one who found a little boy and brought him to Jesus who had 5 fish and 2 loaves.
他是那个找到那个有5饼2鱼的那个小男孩的人。
And then just before Jesus' death, it says some Greeks wanted to see Jesus and Philip went and got Andrew to bring the Greeks to Jesus.
在耶稣要受害之前，有人说有一些希利尼人，就是现今的希腊人，要见耶稣。腓力就去找安德烈，安德烈去把这些希腊人希利尼人带来耶稣，带到耶稣的面前。
The word Andrew means manly.
安德烈在英文，在这个原文里面叫做像男人一样的。
It's a manly, strong thing to reach out and try to bring people to Jesus.
是一个很像强壮的人把人带到耶稣的面前。
Just like my brother, he's a very tough guy to go out and win fish.
就像我哥哥一样，他是一个非常强壮的人，所以他捕鱼捕得很好。
We should be courageous in trying to bring people to Jesus.
当我们要带人到耶稣面前的时候，我们必须要有勇气。
We can't be afraid.
我们不能够胆小。
Many people will say no.
因为很多人会跟你说不要。
Most the cast of my brothers do not catch fish.
我哥哥他捕鱼的时候，大部分他丢出去的鱼儿没有得到任何的收获。
But he knows if he keeps casting, he's going to catch one.
但他知道他如果持续不断的投饵，他一定有一天一定会。
My brother catches fish when other people don't.
他在别人捕不到鱼的时候，他可以捕到鱼。
He's always changing lures.
因为他经常不断的在换他的这个鱼饵。
Always changing locations.
经常不断的换他的这个地方地点。
Trying to find hungry fish.
因为他经常不断的在找那些饿的鱼。
Jesus left some cities because he said they're not hungry for God.
耶稣离开某一些城市，因为他说这些人他们并不想要
went to other towns that wanted to receive him.
他走到其他的城乡，因为这些城乡里面的人饥渴慕义。
But he kept fishing.
但是他持续不断的在捕鱼捕人。
They fished in the Sea of Galilee.
他们在加利利海里面捕鱼。
Where's your sea? Your lake?
你的海在哪里呢？
I think many of you are university students or faculty.
你们中间有许多是大学的学生或者是教授。
That's a good fishing hole.
那就是一个很好的渔场。
Those are smart fish.
那些是很聪明的鱼。
They're busy fish.
他们是很忙的鱼，没有错。
Fish that many times are more interested in an education.
是这些鱼，他们一般对教育比较有兴趣。
But they still have hungry hearts.
但是他们还是有饥渴慕义的心。
And we ought to try to get to know them to speak to their hearts.
我们必须去认识他们，来跟他们
Your profession gives you an audience, a lake to fish in.
你的, 职业, 提供了一个很好的渔场。
Dr. Ming, he deals with fish that are sick.
孟医师他面对的是一群有病的鱼。
Fish that might not be here much longer.
甚至是一些大概活不太久的鱼。
It gives him an opportunity to speak about life and death issues.
但是给他一个很好的机会对这些即将死去的鱼告诉他们生死的问题。
I know Eric is an engineer.
Eric是一个工程师。
That's your world.
那是你的世界。
You have to really explain things to those fish.
你必须要
those engineer fish.
很精确的方法来解释，来告诉这些工程鱼。
You may be in a chapter where right now you're a stay-at-home mother.
也许现在在你的人生旅途里面，你是一个在家里面留在家里面的妈妈。
You have baby fish.
你有小的鱼。
You have neighbors.
你有邻居。
And friends.
你也有朋友。
I think we need to look at our world as our lake.
我们必须把我们周遭的世界当作我们的海，当作我们的加利利海。
And ask God to help us have wisdom and how to speak to that person. What worm to use?
那我们就向神求，让神赐给我们属灵的智慧，让我们知道我们要用什么样的鱼饵来钓这些鱼。
Jesus dealt with all kinds of people.
耶稣面对许多各种各样不同的人。
But he knew that they desperately needed salvation.
但是他知道他们非常的需要救恩。
And he cared about people.
And 耶稣爱世人。
And I think they knew that.
And 我相信那个时候经历过耶稣的人都知道耶稣爱他们。
I said that to my brother, those fish would be strutting if they knew how much they meant to him.
我刚刚讲说，这些鱼他们会昂头挺胸的在水面上行走。如果他们知道他们这么值钱，
I think people ought to feel that way about how we feel about them.
同样的道理，我相信人也需要有这种了解。我们要让这些需要得到救恩的人知道，他们在神的眼光多么的重要。
That could be investing your time and maybe even buying them a meal.
那也许这就代表了说你要花时间或甚至请他们吃饭。
Jesus said that a soul is worth more than anything.
耶稣说一个灵魂比任何其他东西都有价值。
Paul said to the Corinthians, "You are my crown when I get to heaven."
保罗告诉对哥林多人说：“你们就是我的冠冕。当我到天上的时候，你们就是我的冠冕。You're
my joy.
你们是我的喜乐。If
God ever uses you by His Spirit to bring somebody to Jesus, it will be your great joy.
如果神 愿意用你来把人带到他面前的话，这就是一个极大的喜乐。Let's
see the joy my brother had at the weigh-in at the tournament.
让我们看看我兄弟我的哥哥他拿到冠冕的时候他那种喜乐的。We'll
show the last 2 minutes.
我们再看一下两分钟。
I'm sick of the name Steve Clapper.
我不想再听这个 Steve Clapper 这个名字。
My brother also is very well known as a fisher of men amongst the people in the bass tournaments.
其实我哥哥在这些捕鱼的竞赛的人里面，他也是很有名的，因为他也是一个很会得人的渔夫。
And has a real testimony for Jesus Christ.
他为主耶稣基督做很好的见证。
Especially right now.
特别是现在。
This past year, he was diagnosed with incurable cancer.
因为在过去一年，他被诊断他有被发现有这个不能医治的癌症。
Right now, he's in remission.
但是他现在是在中间的期间，他现在这个癌细胞是停止的。
But it has given him a tremendous platform amongst bass fishermen to be a testimony before them.
但是这给了他一个很好的机会，很好的平台来为耶稣做美好的见证。
That's his lake.
这是他的他的特权。
And some have come to Jesus through his testimony of being sick.
但是因为他的这些见证呢，有一些渔夫就因为这样子认识了主耶稣基督。
You saw the great joy he had at winning that tournament.
你看到他拿到这个奖牌的时候，他那种极端的喜乐。
Joy over some fish.
但是这是就是为了得到鱼的一种喜乐而已。
And $200,000.
以及$200,000。
But I believe he'll have greater joy one day in heaven when he sees someone.That he shared Jesus with.
但是我相信，当有一天他到天堂的时候，他看到他所带领来认识耶稣的人也在那里，他会有更大的欢喜。
And that's true of us as well.
这对我们来讲也是一样，真的，真实的。
He uses his job of catching fish to catch men.
他用他的职业他透过他的职业。当渔夫的一个职业来捕人。
You need to use your job, your world, your neighborhood to try to also fish for men.
你也必须用你所处的环境，也许是你的职场、你的家庭、你的邻居。作为你的平台来得人。
You may only plant the seed or water it.
也许你只是撒了种，或者是只是浇灌浇点水而已。
And may one day be surprised in heaven that someone came to Jesus because you planted that seed.
但是也许哪一天你在天堂，你会看到有一个人也到了天堂，因为你所撒的种。
So think about your world.
所以想一想你所处的世界。
And pray for people that could be open.
为那些愿意接受人的愿意接受神的人祷告。
And invest energy.
然后你可以投资你的时间，投资你的精力，投资你的金钱，撒下你的渔网。
Maybe invest some money by buying them a meal.
也许花点钱请他们吃饭。
And perhaps one day you'll have the great joy of seeing them come to Jesus.
也许有一天你会很欢喜的看到他们来到耶稣的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the people that are a part of our lives every day.
天天父，我们为那些我们生命中所遇见的人向你感谢。
They all have eternal souls.
他们都有永恒的灵魂。
They're all very important to you.
他们对你都是非常重要的。
Give us a love for them as well.
我求你赐给我们爱他们的心。
Give us opportunities to share the good news of Jesus.
也求你赐给我们机会，让我们能够跟他们分享你的福音。
We pray that they would be open to truth.
我们为他们祈求，我们祈求他们愿意向真理敞开他们的心。
And that we wouldn't get discouraged if they don't bite right away.
也求你保守我们，让我们不至于失望，即使他们不马上接受福音。
That will continue to fish.
带领我们继续的为得人而努力。
And that each of us would have the great joy of seeing someone that we shared with come to Jesus.
也求你让我们每一个人都能够有同享这种得人的喜乐。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名来求。Amen.
Amen. All right, God bless. Thank you.
God bless. 在沙特南边的一个小的这个公园里面，我常常到那边去跑步，去运动。
This time of year, there's very few people there.
在这个时候，因为天气很冷，所以很少人去那里。
But a couple weeks ago, I came across on the trail a woman from our church, a young woman, and a friend of hers.
但是两个星期以前，我在一个小径上碰到教会里面，我们教会里面一位年轻的姐妹以及她的朋友。
The lady from our church introduced me to her friend.
这位年轻的姐妹就介绍我认识她的朋友。
And when she found out I was a pastor, she said, "Would you give me a blessing?"
当她发现我是教会的牧师的时候，她说：“你愿意为我祝福吗？”
I thought she was kidding, so I said, "God bless you, my child."
那我本来以为她是开玩笑，我说：“哇，我的小孩子啊，神祝福你。”
And she seriously said, "No, I need a blessing today."
但是她很严肃地跟我讲说：“我需要你为我祝福。”我今天就需要你为我祝福。
So I told her the first blessing in the Bible was given to Aaron, the first priest of Israel.
所以我就告诉他说，在这个圣经里面所记载第一个祝福就是神给亚伦，就是第一个祭司的祝福。
I believe it's Numbers chapter 6, I think.
就在民数记第六章。
And I gave her that blessing in the woods.
所以我就用民数记第六章所记载的祝福，我就在这个小径上，在一丛树木中间为她祝福。
Then one day this week I went into Starbucks.
那有一天，上个星期有一天，我到星巴克去喝咖啡。
She was sitting in Starbucks with one of her friends.
她正好就坐在这个店里面跟她的另外一个朋友。
And she saw me and she said, "Do you remember me?"
她看到我，她说：“你记得我吗？”
I said, "Yeah, you were the lady in the woods."
说呀，你就是在灌木丛中的那位女士。
She introduced me to her friend and said I was a pastor.
那她就介绍我认识他的朋友，他说我是牧师。
And then she said, "Would you give me that blessing again?"
他那个，所以这位女士就说：“你愿意今天再为我祝福吗？”
I said, "In Starbucks?" She said, "Yes."
我说：“这种咖啡店吗？”她说：“当然了。”
So I explained to her friend, "This is the first blessing in the Bible, and God gave it to Aaron on how to bless God's people."
所以我就利用这个机会跟他解释说， 我所用的这个祝福就是神祝福亚伦，让亚伦来带领他的子民。
So in the woods and in Starbucks, I gave this blessing.
所以在灌木中，在灌木丛中，在咖啡店里面，我都给他同样的祝福。
And I'm going to give the blessing to you.
我也今天也用同样的经节来祝福你们。
Aaron extended his hand out over the people.
亚伦向神的子民伸手。
And he said, "May the Lord bless you."
他说，愿耶和华赐福给你。
And keep you.
保护你。
And may the Lord make His face shine upon you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
And be gracious unto you.
赐恩给你。
May He lift up His countenance upon you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸。
And give you His peace.
赐你平安。
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Thank you so much for being with you.
谢谢。